Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. We're back with Jim in just a moment. Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriScience is joining us today. Charles C., tell me how growers can incorporate Culex herbicide into their weed management plan.
Well, for broadleaf weed control, Culex herbicide fits as the core of a weed management program in wheat. It provides the grower with advanced broad-spectrum control of troublesome weed species, such as mirestel, henbit, and mustards. Culex allows for application flexibility, so growers can customize their plans to fit their specific needs and challenges. You can apply Culex in the fall or in the spring because it has a big application window from two-leaf to flagleaf emergence stage. In addition, Culex herbicide is now labeled for a pre-seed application. Culex is tank mix compatible with other herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides, and you can run the product with 100% UAN liquid fertilizer. If needed, a producer can tank mix Culex with a residual herbicide for added soil activity or run it with PowerFlex HL to achieve grass and broadleaf weed control.
And you can learn more by visiting flexibleweedcontrol.com. This week's been better for calf and yearling prices, but last week was simply brutal. Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center says there are some things out there going on that had impact on these calf and yearling prices. And basically this last week, those forces caught up with the trade.
Well, some of this is seasonal on the calf market, but across the U.S. and in the winter livestock auction, we were down $2 to $5 a hundredweight on most of the steer calves. And in some of the yearling markets, we were off a little bit more. And that's a reflection, I think, in the short term of very muddy feedlot conditions. If we look back into early fall, it seems like some region of the U.S. cattle feeding area, whether it was Iowa, then the Southern Plains, then Kansas and Nebraska, and looping around, we've just had a sequence of muddy feed yards, and that's come to bear. And from a fundamental economic reason, cattle feeding returns, in our estimates, had one positive month, looking at total economic costs in 2018, and you know that has sort of come around enough months of red ink for cattle feeders to, besides the weather, take a little bit of air out of the calf and yearling market. And you know, they cannot suffer losses every month, and they've done that for about a year now. So I think those economic forces have kind of come to bear on the calf and yearling market and Mother Nature in the short term here. And we put some pressure on those calf and yearling prices.
Jim Robb says he believes the red ink in the feedlots being corrected in the marketplace.
It's been an ongoing trend for about 10 weeks now. If we look at the January futures, again, the January futures versus the June fed cattle, January feeder cattle, June fed cattle, that ratio, that premium for the feeder cattle has eroded in the futures market as it has in the cash market. And on a per head basis, it's down $30 to $35 per head. Again, putting us back more in line for cattle feeding returns to come back towards break even. So we're probably well through some of that adjustment process, but it's been a fundamental erosion of those feeder cattle prices relative to fed cattle prices has been part of our market here over the last several weeks.
As far as demand is concerned, Jim Robb says expect sideways action at best as far as our wholesale boxed beef trade is concerned.
The drivers underneath that boxed beef market at this time of year is that the rib starts to erode as we've gone through our peak demand, peak price time, heading into the Christmas holiday season. We really kept that stronger in the last couple of weeks. We normally are tipping that a little bit lower. And then we transition to the chuck and the round and some of the other parts of the carcass to carry us into the wintertime. So we're right in that seasonal transition. It's by the time we get into March and April, we will look again towards the spring demand. But in the meantime here, we're going to be working more sideways than up on the wholesale beef market. That doesn't mean as we get into early 2019 that we can't push up the fed cattle market. That often happens, but we do tend to mark time as we get close to this holiday season in the cattle and the meat markets, and then we look ahead to 2019 in terms of our demand profile.
Market watcher Jim Robb, you've got the beef buzz on Ron. It's the Griswold Cattle Company Female Classic Sale, their largest sale ever. 819 head over 2 days in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Friday, December 14th, started at 1:30, and Saturday, December 15th at 11 a.m. Open heifer prospects, embryo and semen packages, bred heifers and bred cows. Catalog and videos all online at GriswoldCattle.com. The Griswold Cattle Classic, Stillwater, Oklahoma, December 14th and 15th. Check it out at GriswoldCattle.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.